Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Faxon. And thank you so much for joining me today for Faith for Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, purpose, and destiny of God. As we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are empowered even more with to apply the application of the word and see the demonstration of his truth in our life. We are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, favor to favor. We see God use us in the earth for his glory. And I know there's been a while since I've been on, but I'm so glad to be back and to continue to empower you in this 15 minutes. Today, I'm just going to encourage you, and tomorrow we're going to get back into the book of Proverbs, going back to the book of Proverbs and getting and gaining some more wisdom for what God is doing in our life is going to do. Many of us have been waiting on the Lord. Many of us have been tried in our faith walk. Many of us have questioned whether or not God was even listening. But you have to understand, the season that we were in was a season where God was proving and refining us, working in us in a process. And you've heard me talk about the process many, many times. God uses the process to make us and to shape us and to put into us and to pour into us, but also to kill in us the things that do not bring him glory. So our process is a place where God makes us, and it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to be pruned. It doesn't feel good to be reshaped, and it doesn't feel good when God starts to tell you to think another way, act another way, become as he is, and habits and behaviors that don't bring him glory. We have to kill and nullify those things. So it is good that God makes us. It's good that God allows even tests to come our way, because it shows that he loves us and he has a plan for us that's better and greater than our failures or our mistakes or even the trouble that hits our lives. God is up to something very wonderful and very good for his glory. He's going to get the glory out of your life regardless of the place that you're in, the place that you find yourself, the things that you had to endure, even the hardship. God is going to get the glory out of your life, and nothing that you've gone through, nothing that you face is going to be wasted. God is going to use it as an overcoming testimony. He's going to use it so for someone else's life to be encouraged, someone else to hold on to truth, someone else to walk by faith, someone else to even believe that God can save, deliver, and set them free, because you're not going to look like what you've been through. You're not going to carry the weight, the burden, or the even chain of what has transpired in your life, but you're being shifted. You're being transformed. You're being renewed. You're being even in the place of your spiritual growth, matured in a way that only the pressure, only the trial, only the test could have brought out of you, because it made you believe God in spite of what you faced. It made you trust that his word was true. It made you see that God was faithful even in an area that it didn't look like he was, because he showed up as God. He showed up as faithfulness. He showed up as provision. He showed up as healer. He showed up as sustainer. He showed up as the way. He showed up as that door. And however he showed up, he showed you even in that he was faithful to keep you, and to make sure that your head didn't go under, that you were sustained. May not have been the way that you wanted, but you were sustained, that you kept going day after day, month after month. You kept going. You kept living. You kept thriving. You kept becoming more and more like him. So I'm so happy that you didn't quit, that you didn't let go, that you were encouraged to stay and to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, that you were encouraged to know that he is faithful. And even as I'm talking to you, there has been many, many things that have transpired in the months past, but I've seen God be faithful. I've seen him show up, and I've seen him perform, and that makes me trust him more, love him more. My love for him did not diminish because of the things that I went through. It let me understand how much he loved me, that he sent his son, and his son gave his life and suffered a horrible, horrible death, worse than anything that I could ever face in my life, anything you could ever face in your life. What he faced and what he endured and what he won over was victory over everything that man from the beginning of time until the end of time would ever face. He conquered it. He did it for us. And so because of that, I know that I am more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror, and you can conquer the things that come against you. As long as we stay planted in God, we have to remain planted. We can't do it our way. We have to do it the way that He sees fit. We have to do it according to His word. And when you understand that, you submit yourself to God. You submit yourself to His will, and you see that His way is perfect regardless of what you're going through. Is something perfectiveness that is going to happen at the end of this. There is some perfection that is going on in your life as you're going through this trial. There is a perfection that is happening in you, even in the midst of this painful place, even in the midst of an area in your life that you don't understand what's going on. You may not be going through something that someone else is going through as far as a sickness. Or disease, or grief in their family. What you might be going through is making decisions best for your family. You might be going through something in your marriage or with your children. And even though it's not like what someone else is going through, it is a place of testing. It is a place of trying. It is a place where your faith is being stretched to believe the word of God, to believe what He said, to believe what He will do in you and do for you. And as you do that, you're going to see God grow you in your most holy faith, grow you in the places where you thought you could not grow, or you thought that it was not going to be beneficial. He's going to grow you, and He's going to make you into everything that He says does not yet appear. The moment that we say yes to God, the moment that we submit to God, it seems like more things begin to happen. More things begin to be released against us. But that is to alter your yes. That is to alter your faith. That is to alter your stand and your conviction. Those things are coming to sway you. But you've got to say, I'm going to believe God in spite of, for God I live, for God I die. He will not forsake me, even in this place where I don't understand or I'm being tried or this is a little bit more than what I thought. He's not going to allow more to come on you or to you to undergo than you're able to bear, withstand. He knows exactly how to apply enough pressure to get the dross of your life up and to allow the gold to be seen. He's going to scrape off the stuff, pick up the stuff that does not look like Him. He's going to scoop it out of your life, and He's going to command the real, the authentic, to now be seen. And that is going to be the glory that is revealed in you through Him. And that glory is for someone else. It's to show the demonstration of God, your obedience unto Him, even in a hard place. And you've got to know that God is faithful. He promised something in your life that was going to manifest. He promised some things were going to happen in your life that He told you. His word has told you some things. And you have to believe that what God has promised you, what God has said, He's faithful to perform it. He's faithful to do it. And doesn't yet appear, you know, because sometimes we can't see that seed growing. We can't see that thing that's under the ground. We can't see that seed that is coming up in us. And so because we can't see it, and we just know the hardness of the dirt, we just know the hardness of the situation, it's hard for us to understand how God is going to get the fruit out of that. How God is going to get the glory out of that. But you must believe that He is. You've got to believe that He will, and that you're going to bear much fruit for His glory. You're going to bear much fruit for Him. And so that is what He wants. He wants fruit out of your life. He wants fruit out of you. And that fruit is going to come through the things. Jesus had to be the grain of wheat. He had to be that which died. He had to be that went in the ground for us. Through Him, we see the fruit of His resurrecting power and life in us, His truth in us. We see it because He lives in us. And as He lives in us greater and greater, as He demonstrates His power, His word, His life, His truth, we're going to be the blessing that He wants us to be in the earth. Many things that God has told us to do, we have to remember that He's just not going to do it for us. There's some things that He requires us to do. There's some things that we must do by faith. We must move in by faith. We must act in by faith. And as we do, God is going to cause His greatness, His splendor to be seen in us, to be manifested in us. That the faith that God requires of us will sometimes make you look crazy. And what I mean by that is sometimes God will cause you to stand in a way in faith that other people will not understand, and they will say it's impossible, and they will say that you've lost it, and they will say that why would God do that? But you know what you've heard, you know what God has told you, and you have to stand in that. Sometimes that faith will even make you look really, really, really put you out there and make you look really, really like you have, you know, you have really lost it. But you got to trust and know that God will never make a mistake. And whatever he told you, he's powerful enough to back it up. He's powerful enough to do it. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how much it costs. I don't care how impossible the odds are against you. I don't care what corporation is against you. I don't even care the people that are against you. If the Lord has promised it to you, if the Lord has said that it's going to be yours, if the Lord has said he's going to use you in that area, he's going to do that in your life. He's going to change something in that community, in that family. I don't care how long they've been the way they are and what has happened and transpired. If the Lord has spoken that word, stay faithful to what he says. Continue to decree it, to continue to praise him for it. Continue to believe it and say, God, I thank you that it is so. And as you do, as you begin to glorify God and decree that thing by faith and stand on it and praise him and worship him, you're going to see something manifest in your life that eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard, nor has it entered in the heart of man. It's going to be something that commands the greatness of God to be demonstrated. And that is what you want. Because it's through that miracle, it's through that breakthrough, it's through that open door, that favor, that people are going to believe God, the God that you serve, and see him show up in your life. How else would they know? How else would they know that God is a miracle worker, that God can open up doors and make ways, unless you had been in trouble, unless you had faced a Goliath, unless you had come against the five kings like Abraham, unless you had faced something that seemed like the odds were against you, and God shows up and he does a miraculous thing. So the things that you're going through is preparing you so that someone else will see God, someone else will see his manifestation in your life, see the power of him, and know that he's alive. He's not dead, he's alive. He yet lives, and he sits on the throne. He sits enthroned forever, and his power in his glory and his majesty. And you have to understand that God is looking for an opportunity to show himself in the earth. He desires to bless you. He desires to use you. He desires to open up and make ways. He desires to make his name great through you. So he needs you to walk in faith and walk by faith and walk in obedience to what he's telling you, and trust him that even when it looks like the odds are against you, if you know he said it, if you know he's the one who's leading and guiding you in that area, then you're going to see the manifestation. It may not happen when you want it, may not happen the way you want it, but you will see it. You will behold it. You would see that thing manifest in your life. The Jews did not want Jesus to be the Messiah because he didn't come the way that they thought. He didn't come in the area that they thought, but he showed up. And he showed up with power to do a miraculous thing. So it may not show up the way that you want. It may not be the way that you think. But believe that God has got a breakthrough for you. God has got something awesome for you. That it's going to work for your good. That God is going to cause a door to open. Cause favor to happen in your life. Cause the Red Sea to part for you. Cause victory over and over and over again. Trust him and do not doubt that you're going to come out of this thing. And I know that's hard when you're in the midst of something, but I'm telling you, if you believe God, if you trust him and not doubt, you will see the release of his glory in your life like never before. Now, you have to understand that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. So feed your faith in these times. Feed your faith. Feed your faith. Get in your word. Read scriptures on faith. Decree faith scriptures. Get books that build your faith. Stay in your fellowship with believers who are walking in the way that you're walking. Do what you need to do so that your faith does not fail you. Make sure that you are operating and living a life where your faith is being released on a daily basis, and apply that word and knowing that God is faithful. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode of Favor Life, The Process of There. Pray that you've been encouraged and empowered, and that you will continue to walk in the truth of the Lord and watch the demonstration of his power. He's the God for you. He's the God that will give you glory and bring victory in his name. Have a blessed and wonderful day, and we'll be back